One time, devotees were having big, big kirtan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Jagannath temple. This kirtan was so ecstatic. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had drums and karathals playing, devotees dancing. He himself was dancing with such ecstasy. He danced all day long. Hour after hour after hour after hour, he wouldn't stop dancing. Finally, the devotees were practically completely exhausted after dancing all day. Mahaprabhu was still dancing. Finally, somehow or other, Nityananda Prabhu induced Swarup Damodar to start singing very soft, slow, sweet kirtan. Then Lord Chaitanya came somewhat into external consciousness. Then he took his bath in the sea and came back to Gambira. Govinda gave him prasad, and then Lord Chaitanya took rest. Generally, Lord Chaitanya would rest after taking noon prasad for about 45 minutes. But by this time, it was well past noon, and he laid down. When he laid, his body was covering the door of his personal quarters. It was Govinda's service to massage his legs and feet. However, because Lord Chaitanya was right at the door, he couldn't get to massage his feet. So he asked Lord Chaitanya, "Please move. My Lord, please move." Lord Chaitanya said, "I am too tired." He was dancing all day. Shortly after, Govinda said, "Oh Lord, please move. You are blocking the door." "I am too tired." "Oh Lord, I want to massage your feet and legs. If you can please move slightly."
"Do it or do not do it. That is your choice."
So Govinda, he took one of Lord Chaitanya's own outer cloths, covered Lord Chaitanya's body, and very humbly stepped over Lord Chaitanya's body and went in to massage his legs and feet. 45 minutes went by. Lord Chaitanya woke up. Sometime later, he saw Govinda was still massaging his feet. Lord Chaitanya said, "What are you still doing here? You are supposed to have taken prasad. Have you taken prasad?" Govinda said, "No." He said, "Well, why?" Govinda said, "Because you're blocking the door. I couldn't step over you to go to take prasad." Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, you stepped over me to get in. You could have stepped over me to come out." Govinda did not say anything. But in his heart, he was thinking, "I am willing to commit any number of offenses and suffer the reactions of any hellish consequences to serve you, my Lord. But I am greatly fearful even to commit the slightest trace of an offense for my own purposes." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very personally, deliberately staged this pastime just to show the world the glories of Govinda and what is pure devotional service. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. When the devotees from Bengal would come, often the husbands and the wives together, they would sometimes bring all sorts of prasad, special prasad. that was not available in Orissa. Bengal is very famous for its varieties of sabjis and rice and so many other wonderful, wonderful foodstuffs. So devotees would cook, specifically Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti, they would cook thousands and thousands of wonderful preparations with such pure love and devotion, and personally pack each item and seal that package. Other devotees like Malini, the wife of Srivas, Malati, the wife of Acharya Ratna, Shivananda Sain's wife, Advaitacharya's wife, Sita Thakurani, they brought so many wonderful preparations. And each of these devotees gave the preparations to Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. He would come with the preparations while Lord Chaitanya was taking his prasad here at Gambira, and he would say, "This was brought by Srivas and Malini." Lord Chaitanya would say, "Put it in the corner of the room." "This was bought by Advaitacharya and Sita Thakurani." "Put it in the corner of the room." "These are the bags of Raghava Pandit." "Put it in the corner of the room." "Shivananda Sain has brought..." "Put it in the corner of the room." Over a month went by. The devotees were coming to Govinda saying, "How did Lord like my prasad?" Govinda was in terrible anxiety. He didn't want to hurt the hearts of the devotees. Devotees are soft-hearted by nature. So Govinda expressed his disturbed mind to Lord Chaitanya. He said, "All these devotees are asking how you accept it. A month's gone by. What should I tell them? I don't want to lie to them, but I can't tell them the truth either, because I don't want to break their hearts. You have a room, a whole section of a room full of prasad." Lord Chaitanya said, "You have been with me all this time and still you don't know how to deal with this?" "Bring the prasad." There was more than 100 people could eat. Govinda brought each package. "This was cooked by Srivas and Malini." And then Lord Chaitanya would give his comments of how he was enjoying each preparation. Govinda would take note. One after another, he was bringing all the different prasad. In this way, in a matter of just minutes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here in the holy Gambira, he ate a room full of prasad. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Then Govinda brought the bags of Raghava Pandit. Lord Chaitanya said, "Save that. I will take a little every day." Lord Chaitanya opened up each and every bag and took one little particle of it, a taste of it. Then he told Govinda and Swarup Damodar, "Give me some of this every day for the rest of the year." Now this big, big mountain filling a section of a room with prasad was sitting here for over a month. And Raghava Pandit's bags were being eaten by him for a whole full year. But by the Lord's transcendental potency, every preparation, when he ate it, it tasted as if it was freshly cooked on that very day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.